B'tachon for life, Shir 1789, Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Parshas Shlach. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Harav Yisrael Chaim ben Harav Moshe Zatzal, the schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, should Be'ezra Hashem send him an Ilui Neshama, and he should be Zeiche to a Lichtig Gan Eden. We mentioned the Medrash in Parshas Vayera that the fact that Hagar went and filled up the entire Chemes was a demonstration of a lack of Emuna, because she quickly took matters into her own hands. And it's important to understand this and internalize this, because by nature we like to take matters into our own hands. We don't like to be dependent and reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not natural for us. But that's the goal of Emuna, that's the goal of Bitachon, that's the goal of Smicha. To develop feelings of dependence. And we gave the example of a child. A child also wants to be independent. But ultimately, he always has to come back to his parent. He always needs things from his parents. That's the relationship that the Rabbeinu Shlom wants with us. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't usually give us everything that we need. There's always something else that we have to rely on him. It's not because he's stingy, chas v'shalom. It's for your own benefit. People that have everything that they need are disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Nachash. The Nachash has everything that he needs. He eats afar, he doesn't eat anything. But he's the furthest from the Rabbeinu Shlom. That's not how a Yid lives. It might be easier. You might feel more content, but that's essentially Misa. That's disconnect from Chaim. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the Mekar of Chaim. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the source of life. We have to live with that dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our goal is that it shouldn't be uncomfortable. We should get comfortable with being dependent. That's what Smicha is. To get used to being dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom. Enjoy it. Appreciate it. Just like a child doesn't mind being dependent on his parent, that's how we should feel. That's the goal of Smicha. To lean, to be dependent, completely dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will throw us one Yeshua in one area, but then we have a problem in a different area. And it will continue moving. And it looks like a game, it's not a game. It's a tool that the Rabbeinu Shlom uses to maintain the relationship. Because that's what keeps us in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our essence of being an Oved Hashem, a proper Yid. So when a person seems to see that there are various situations that keep cropping up, don't get frustrated with that. Understand that these are all tools to make sure that you're not a Mechusar Amana. That you're able to live with constant dependence, constant smicha on the Rabbeinu Shlalom.